Workers are conquerors. Conquerors of the world. When you hear these words, you think of famous men like Napoleon and Caesar, men who have led victorious armies to battle and have made nations bow to their rule. But these men are not the true conquerors. Workers are conquerors of the world. They are the ones who have harnessed the earth and made it give forth its riches so that men and women and boys and girls may live happier lives. From the depths of the earth, workers send up iron, copper, lead, and other metals. In roaring furnaces and mills and in busy factories, other workers turn these metals into ships, engines, bicycles, building materials, and the countless other things we need. In wonderful laboratories, careful, patient workers experiment to find new ways of doing things and different uses for the materials they have found on this earth. These, then, are the true conquerors of the world. The men and women who fight the battle against disease and suffering, who twist and turn and cut and hammer metal and wood into shapes that we can use, who harness the forces of water, electricity, and heat so that they will work for us, who till the soil and plant it with crops so that we may have food. The earth has great gifts for man, greater gifts than any Aladdin's lamp could bring him. But men must win them by study and work. In this part of your book, you will read stories of how some of the work of the world is done. You will also meet some of the workers and learn how they are conquering the world.